You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
In Australia, children as young as 10 can be arrested, charged, and imprisoned. That's 3 years before they're even allowed to create accounts on Facebook. Human Rights Law Centre Legal Director Meena Singh says it's time Australian governments ask themselves one simple question.
Do we want to be jailing a child for stealing a chocolate bar?
In July last year, the nation's top law officials were presented with a report by the Minimum Age of Criminal Responsibility Working Group. It recommended raising the age of criminal responsibility to 14. A year on, a group of 47 organisations from the Raise the Age Coalition say they are still waiting for progress. Despite writing to Federal Attorney General Michaelia Cash, Ms. Singh says they haven't received a response in the past 12 months.
You know, that's the really depressingly sad thing about this, because we're talking about children who, you know, could be in grades as young as grade four, who are still losing baby teeth. We're talking about kids who haven't developed mentally the ability to, you know, think fully about the consequences of their actions. You know, medical evidence tells us this.
There were almost 800 children between age 10 to 17 in detention across the country in the June quarter last year, according to figures from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. 48% were Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, despite Indigenous Australians making up only 6% of the population in this age bracket. Ms. Singh, who's a Yorta Yorta and Indian woman, says a lot of Indigenous children are removed from their families because they're vulnerable to neglect or violence.
I've seen and heard about kids who have been charged with theft because they were looking for food in a residential unit. You know, these are kids who are experiencing trauma, and we need to understand how that plays out. And we need to understand that the responses for adults when adults do the wrong thing aren't the same responses that should be for children.
Earlier this month, Australia faced scrutiny in Geneva, resisting calls from 30 United Nations member countries to raise the national age of criminal responsibility. In the past year, the Australian Capital Territory has been the only state or territory to commit to raising the age. ACT Attorney General Shane Rattenbury told SBS in a statement he wishes they weren't the only ones.
It was a real missed opportunity for the Attorneys General not to move forward on this reform. It will be far better if this was done nationally and done in a consistent way across jurisdictions.
The ACT will be drafting new legislation once a discussion paper seeking community feedback closes on the 5th of August, while the rest of the country is yet to follow suit. A statement from New South Wales Attorney General Mark Speakman indicates reforms are being considered at a national level.
Any reform in this area would need to be in the best interests of the community, with the safety of the community a key consideration. This includes the need for adequate processes and services for children who exhibit offending behaviour.
Ms. Singh says she thinks the lack of urgency amongst governments may have to do with different life experiences.
The sorts of upbringing that many politicians might have is probably very removed from the upbringing that sees children end up in prison. We don't have very many Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander representatives in our governments at all. We don't have enough people from diverse backgrounds in our governments to understand fully what these other experiences are.
So what would the alternatives be for children who break the law? Ms. Singh says the answers lie in prevention.
Every interaction that the child has with the criminal legal system, with the prison system, is a cause of trauma, is a source of trauma. And if left unaddressed, it can cause long-term issues. And we know that the younger children engage or exposed to the criminal legal system and the prison system, the more likely they are to return to those systems as they get older as a child and as they go into adulthood.
It's a sentiment echoed by the ACT's Shane Rattenbury, whose statement questions the amount of money invested in detention centres.
Raising the age of criminal responsibility sits clearly in that agenda, where we should be investing our money in diversion, therapeutic support services and the like, rather than spending money on sending kids to custody.
Change the Record co-chair Cheryl Axelby is a Noongar woman. She says she's been baffled by the lack of outcry over the treatment of Indigenous Australians in this country, but she hasn't lost hope yet.
This is a really good opportunity for states and territory governments, in my view. You know, we've had 30 years since the Royal Commission. You know, we've had government systems continually fail our people within the system. And we've had many, many reports that tell governments about what they could be doing and exploring. So, you know, maybe it's time for them to actually unpack their own systems and look at why their systems are failing our people.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.